Good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai. It's a schus for Zivik Yaakov Aaron ben Rochel, and for Shleimel and Yoho ben Sora, and Mordechai ben Sora, and Leile Nishmas, Malko bas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shleimel Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Yoho Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren ben Moshe, and Gittel Bas Horav Eliezer Monoya. There's an interesting comment in the Sefer HaChinuch on the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen or Pidyon Bechor, both the same mitzvah. And I think it could possibly provide us a strategy to take advantage of opportunities when we feel bitochen, to permanentize it, to maximize it, to draw from it the most possible future strength of bitochen. The Chinuch writes in the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, Pidyon Peterechem, Sherosa Hashem Lazakoseinu Lasis Mitzvah Gracious Piriyeinu. Hashem wanted to give us a schus to do a mitzvah in our firstborn produce. L'man das, in order for us to know, ki ha'koil shaloi, everything belongs to Hashem. Ve'ein lo la'odom dover bo'olam, man has nothing in this world. Rak mashiach l'kloi Hashem yisborach b'chasodom. Only that which Hashem grants us with his chasodim. That in itself can be a very big help towards bitochen. To know that everything is Hashem's, and we have nothing. And the only thing we have is what Hashem grants us with his chesed. So realizing that, we say, without Hashem, we're desperate. We have nothing. And the only thing we have is what Hashem grants us with his chesed. So we have to motivate ourselves and learn to be able to rely on his chesed, which is, of course, the expression of the Midas HaBitochem. Then he continues, the Yovin Zeh, and he will understand this, or he should understand this, when he sees, he worked hard. Whether it was with his behemoths or even having a child, and finally gave fruit. And this first fruit is as precious to him as the apple of his eye. Miyad, immediately. He gives it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, umisroiken reshusoi, he empties his reshus mimenu, umachnisoi lereshus boiroi, and he brings it into the reshus of his creator. So a very beautiful lesson. By giving the firstborn to Hashem, we pay to the firstborn, we get it back from the Kohen, we pay him the Chamesh Shkolim. So we're sending ourselves this message, we're understanding, and we're really truly getting that havona, that even though I worked hard, but it's so precious to me, I give it immediately to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I empty it out to him, because everything is really his. Very powerful message. But I would like to point out something even more specific. He says, the Indian is Ladas, Laman Das HaKoyal Shaloi. We should know that everything is his. And then he says, you will understand this, V'yobinze Bir Oisai, when he sees that after he worked so hard and everything, he takes this first precious first fruit of his whatever and gives it over to Hashem. And it sounds like the understanding of it comes from seeing what I'm doing. When I see that I'm doing this, that is what gives me that understanding. Sounds like that when we do an act of mitzvah, that in order to maximize the message, maximize the impact and the effect, it's not enough that we do it. We have to look at ourselves doing it. We have to, in a sense, look in the mirror. It has to be the Yovinze, when will I understand the sublime implication and message of this mitzvah? When I see myself doing it, when I see that after everything else and I worked so hard and I finally got this, that's so precious, and I give that away to Hashem, seeing myself doing it, that's what Havashpah. So I was wondering, I was thinking that we want to strengthen our bitochen. Maybe one of the ways to strengthen bitochen is catch ourselves having bitochen. It happens to all of us. Certainly those that frequent this presentation on a regular basis have been working on the midas habitochen, some of us for years, and have achieved a certain modicum of success. Try to take a picture, I don't think a physical picture exactly, but capture the moment. See, in order to understand the message, to internalize the message, we have to see ourselves doing the action. Actions internalize messages. But it sounds from this Sefer HaChinuch that it's the seeing of the action that we're doing ourselves, that's what really internalizes the message. So if we want to internalize, I did something, I did an act of bitochen, I trusted, I bought a lottery ticket, at bitochen, whatever it may have been. So look at myself, watch the bitochen, see the bitochen, view what you did, pay attention to what you did. That, it seems, and then the action can provide us a deeper understanding in what we're doing and what the Midas HaBitochen is all about. I think that we do have to pay more attention to the actions. And I wonder, it's just a thought, that if we pay attention even to other people's acts of Bitochen, but internalize it, but see what's going on, but not just, okay, I heard the story, I know the story, but focus, deepen the realization, picture the whole scene, picture it with seer chushi, as Rabbi Yisrael Salanta says. That's the way you learn Musa, by picturing something. That action can have so much more of an impact. And I wonder whether I would guess that should work even on other people's actions. There's a famous story, Yontel Erlich tells a story on the last recording that he made before he passed away. It's all about bitochen. It's available. It's in Yiddish, ballads about bitochen. Yontel Erlich has a thing on bitochen. Anyway, so one of the stories he tells there is the group of people wanted to know, what does it mean to have bitochen? They wanted to learn about bitochen, wanted to see bitochen in action. So I think he says that the Baal Shem sent them to a certain innkeeper and says, over here, you'll see what it is. They go to the innkeeper, and the innkeeper is so happy to greet them, and he sits them down to a beautiful breakfast. And all of a sudden, there's banging, loud banging on the wall. It's the Cossacks, and the poorest wants his rent. Seems that this farmer innkeeper was renting property from a poritz who lived on the other side of the property. And once a year, on this date, this is the time you pay your rent. And by 4 o'clock in the day, he had to have it in, otherwise they take him away to debtor's prison. And it was 300 ruble was the amount he had to come up with. And he says, tell the poritz he's gonna have his money. And the people look at him and say, why don't you pay? I don't have the money. Well, what are you going to do? Hashem won't let me down. Why don't you borrow? I have nobody to borrow from. But I know Hashem won't let me down. Again, an hour later, the banging on the door. The poritz wants his money. Tell the poritz 4 o'clock. And the third time, Yiferlach. Finally, it's 3:30. He realizes, has to start thinking about this issue. 4 o'clock is the absolute deadline. He gets dressed up, it seems, he says, in his Shabbos, they can beg it, and davens mincha, and he goes out on a little mound in the field between his house and the poritz house, and he's waiting the Yeshua, and people are standing by his house and just waiting to see what's going to happen. They're sitting and waiting, all of a sudden, a cart with a horse and wagon come by. They have a conversation. This farmer went together with this person, the Baal Achsanya, and nothing doing. It's already 3:45. He starts walking closer to the Poritz's house. Again, this guy comes back with his wagon, shook the head, nothing doing. A third time, finally, doesn't have the money, but it's 4 o'clock or a minute to four. He's walking into the Poritz's garden. The guy comes back, counts out money, gives it to him. pays the price. People in Ishtoimim, what's going on over here? He tells them the story. The Poritz, the writer, was a farmer from another town. He offered me 300 ruble at 3:30 to buy all of my payrolls from next year. Exactly what I need to pay the Poritz. Couldn't be better at the last moment. No, I'm not going to do it because my payrolls are worth 500 ruble. I'm not selling them, sure. Not going to do it. The guy really wants it. He comes back. 360. No dice. 420. No way. Not a penny less than the 500 ruble that it's worth. He's walking into the Poritz's yard. The guy comes back. He says, okay, got a deal. Gives him the 500 ruble. He goes in, pays the Poritz. That's the end of the story. They come back. They say, what happened? She tells him the story. He says, he wanted to buy my next year's crop for 300 ruble. I said, no, it's worth 500. He came back, then he said 360, then he came back, and he said 420. And finally, in the last minute, I was walking in, he came and he gave me the 500. But I had bitochon. And even though he came, and even though it was right imminent, it was a few minutes before I had to pay, my bitochon wouldn't let me take anything less than the value, because I knew Hashem would not let me down. A story like this, now if it happens to us, of course, to pay attention. But I wonder if even a story like this, if we think about it, well, it's a nice story, okay, a story. No, think about it. It was almost the time that he had to give it in. And he's often exactly the 300 ruble that he needs. I would say that's a sign that Hashem, I am supposed to take it. No way. My bitochen is so strong that I know I'm going to get my money without compromising, without sacrificing anything. And I think that when we pay attention, when we look at the action, certainly when we look at our own actions, but I would dare say that even when we just look at the actions of other people, it can have a tremendous hashpah on us and literally enhance our ability to achieve greater and greater less, greater and greater heights in the Midas HaBitochen. Hashem should help. We should be able to rise to the occasion ourselves, to look at our own actions and be inspired and uplifted, and even to look at the actions of others with a seriousness, with an attention, not just with, very nice little story, can certainly go a long way in creating in us a deep-rooted, much greater, powerful sense of bitochen in Hashem. Good night. Thank you very much.